This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, hello, and welcome back, Good Neighbor Tribe. We are here. It is Friday. It might not be Friday for you guys if you're not listening to it on Friday, but it is Friday for us, and I'm excited, as usual, for a fun-filled weekend with the family, and I'm excited to introduce our next guest of the day. We have Debbie Keys, and Debbie is with Natural Beauty and Rejuvenation, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling beautiful today, so I'm happy to have her on the show to tell us all about what she does. So, Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, the pleasure sits on this side of the screen, as I like to say. And thanks, as always, to our listeners for tuning in. So let's get into this, Debbie. What is Natural Beauty and Rejuvenation? Tell us about your business.
So Natural Beauty and Rejuvenation is a spa that creates beauty, wellness, and transformation. We're located in Pembroke Pines, and we provide an experience of rejuvenation and sculpting to the body.
No, you're good. Beauty, wellness, and transformation. So what types of services do you offer there? Is it skincare, massage therapy? Go a little bit deeper into the specific types of services that you guys offer.
So our estheticians and I, we provide skincare, personalized skincare for all skin concerns, anti-aging. We provide body sculpting. What really sets us aside is that we provide a body sculpting treatment that is an endomology treatment, that it is a wellness treatment. It helps with all wellness concerns, fibromyalgia, but also helps.
Back up. I'm sorry. You said endomology treatment?
Endomology.
What's endomology?
So endomology treatment is a treatment that it's really big in Europe. Here, it's starting to be well known. And what it does is helps with the body's wellness. It helps to rejuvenate those cells that we no longer, as we get older, are not as active. So it provides the collagen. It helps to tonify the skin, helps with skin rejuvenation. But at the same time, it helps to reduce swellness. It's great for fibromyalgia, for sciatica pain. So it's a beauty treatment, but at the same time, it's a wellness treatment.
So is that like a device, a machine or something that somebody, a client goes
into? It is a mechanical massage. So it is a device and it's a mechanical massage that helps to stimulate the body.
Very cool. I like it. I like it. I'm going to have to come try that out.
Oh, yes, you must. You're going to fall in love.
So Debbie, how did you get into this line of work, this business? Is this something that you've always had a passion for going way, way back? Because if I'm not mistaken, you opened up at that location in Pembroke Pines, what, about a year ago? Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, about a year and a half ago. So my journey to the skincare world was a journey that just came to me by chance. I lived in New York, and I was an insurance agent for a very, very busy company in Long Island. And I was always at the spa. That was my outlet. The spa and the gym was my outlet. I had to undergo back surgery, and that changed my life.
What surgery did you get? Did you have to get like a micro discectomy of some sort?
It was an infusion, my lower back.
L5-S1?
Yes.
Radiation? I had that. Thankfully, I didn't get surgery. I got cured through spinal disc decompression. But you actually went through the surgery. That's a tough one.
I went through the surgery, and what they said that was going to be a 6-week recovery turned out to be almost 7 months.
Wow.
Okay. So the cold weather was not something that I could deal with. And we decided to move to Florida, my partner and I. And he said to me, "So what are you going to do when you get to Florida?" And I said, "I'm going to open up a spa." And he said, "A spa? What do you know about spa? You only go to the spa." And I said, "Well, I'm going to go to school and eventually open up a spa."
This was how long ago? Sorry.
This was 6 years ago.
6 years ago. Okay. Continue. Sorry.
So I said, so when we got here to Florida, I enrolled in school and I began my journey. And here we are today. I opened up my spa. I started out in a very small room in a hair salon, and I worked my way, and I, through manifestation, hard work, and passion, I opened up my spa at the age of 55.
Well, congratulations on that achievement. That's awesome. You're from New York. What part of New York are you from?
The Bronx.
Bronx. Okay. I'm originally from New York. Not the city. I grew up in Rockland County. I moved down here. Gosh, it's got to be 25 years already. I don't even know anymore. I lost track. But I was up recently visiting my brother in New Jersey. And one of the things I noticed when I came home was as soon as I got out of the airport at Fort Lauderdale Airport, I gave praise to the fact that I live down here and not up there, because it's just so much nicer down here. The weather.
Yeah. So grimy and busy up there, over there. Yeah, I agree.
Dark and dingy. So. No offense to folks living up north, but
not at all.
But. Come join us in paradise. I mean, it might be hot during the summer, but I'll take that over the freezing cold weather over the winter any day for sure there. So I wanted to ask Debbie, what are some, I know a lot of people have kind of a general conception of like the whole med spa industry. What are some myths or misconceptions that people generally have surrounding what you do? And I know that probably what you do there is a little different than the next med spa, right?
Well, it's not so much of a misconception. It's more about educating the client. My body sculpting clients, a lot of people think that you do body sculpting or endomology for weight loss, but it's more for wellness. It's more for self-confidence. It's a treatment that's going to help you achieve your look, your desire that you feel and you look good. And the same thing goes with facials. A lot of people think that facials are for people that have acne, but facials are something that everyone should have, no matter what skin type you have. Facials are part of being wellness. If you have your monthly facials, you prevent from getting acne, from getting crepey skin. So it's more about educating your client and giving them the specific needs that they need for their facial regimen.
Okay. What was moving over from, I guess, ultimately being in the insurance world and then transitioning into the health and beauty space, and then now, you know, as of a year and a half ago, opening your own storefront, opening your own location, what was one of the biggest challenges throughout that transition?
My challenge is how we live in society today. Everything is lead generation. Everything is Facebook, Instagram. Coming from my age back then, if you wanted to go to the salon or you wanted to go to get a facial or even anywhere, you would just get a recommendation. Now everything is posting on Facebook, Instagram, getting your leads. So it's more of that has been my challenge, adapting to this new world that we live in.
Yeah, there is a lot of information out there and there's a lot of noise. It's a double-edged sword, right? There's information at your fingertips at every turn, but there's so much of it. It's hard to cut through the noise and it's hard to kind of disseminate all the information that's out there. It could be overwhelming to folks. Absolutely, for sure. So let's kind of shift gears for a second on a lighter note. Tell us a little bit about what you like to do for, I'm sure you don't have too much downtime being that you just opened this business a year and a half ago, but when you do have some free time, what do you like to do for fun? Maybe tell us a little bit about your family.
What I like to do for fun is I love to exercise outdoors. Riding bike is like huge for me. My son is in New York and I have four beautiful grandkids that I love. And I'm when they come to see me, that's like the highlight of my life. But I like to go out to dinner, try new restaurants, do a little bit of salsa dancing because I'm Latina. So I try to stay very busy at the spa, but also I have a life. So I try to separate the two and give myself a lot of me time.
Nice. Did you check out the new Sicilian oven that opened right in Cooper City recently?
No. Where's that located?
In
Cooper City, but where in Cooper City?
Countryside Shops, right off off Flamingo, between Griffin and Sterling. There's another one in Plantation, but the one they just opened in Cooper City is jumping. It's a really good wood fire pizza, Italian place. It's really, really good stuff.
Ooh, great. I'm going to check it out tonight. I was looking for a place to have dinner.
The only thing is you're going to be waiting for a table. It's been busy ever since they opened earlier this month, I believe. They had their grand opening, and it's literally been bumping every night, but it's a great atmosphere. Nothing but good reviews.
Amazing. Yeah, I love that. I love when new businesses open and they're like right out the door kicking butt. That's amazing. I will give him support. I am going tonight. So we wait a little bit. No big deal.
Awesome. 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 So before we wrap up here, what would be the one thing that you'd like for our listeners to know about natural beauty and rejuvenation?
What I would like everyone to know is that we at Natural Beauty, we're not just a spa. We are your partner in transformation. We believe that everyone deserves to feel confident and beautiful in their own skin. And that when you come into our establishment, you're with family. You're not just going to a spa, get a treatment. You're coming to my spa to relax, to unwind, to have sometimes a little therapy session. And, you know, sometimes people need to talk and they feel comfortable talking in my space.
How can we learn more? I know you mentioned you're in Pembroke Pines. Why don't you share your address, your website, all your contact information? Let our listeners know how we could find you guys.
So you could visit us at our website, which is naturalbeautyandrejuvenation.com. You could give us a call at 954-668-1428. And our physical location is 1637 North Hiatus Road in Pembroke Pines. And we're in the Village Square Shopping Center right next to Pizza Hut. And we're on all the social platforms, Facebook, Instagram.
Love it.
A little bit of TikTok.
Nice, nice. You're a stone's throw away from us here in Cooper City, right down the road. So we will, of course, link in the description to all of your contact information. Debbie, thanks so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure having the opportunity to meet you, learn about your business. So truly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you the same. You do as well. And to our listeners, thanks as always for tuning in. And we will catch you all next time. Everyone have a great day and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com or call 954-231-3170.